The practice that I've talked about is the reason why we're praying again is to be changed. God's always the same. God changes us. As we come closer to God, it purifies us like that log in the fire. But again, the way we change is it takes both us and God cooperating, working together. And so we have to do our part, sometimes called our active purification, and then we allow God, through God's Holy Spirit or grace, to do God's part to continue to purify us in ways we don't even fully understand. But one of the types of prayer that we all should be practicing, you tend to do it more earlier in your prayer life, but we should always do it, is called an examination of conscience. And what the examination of conscience is, and it's good to, usually it's good to do it like during at noontime for 5 or 10 minutes or before you go to sleep. But take time out like at lunch hour or something like that and ask for the grace to see your life, like since the last time you did the examine of conscience, maybe 24 hours or maybe even just the day since you got up. But ask for the grace to see your life as God sees your life. Does that make sense? Have you ever had this experience? Like, I can look, like if people come to me and ask questions about counseling or their problems, I can see a lot of things a lot easier in other people's lives than I can in my own. And so you're kind of doing that same thing on a human level, but really you're asking for God's divine grace to see. Allow God to show you your life as God sees your life. And what you will do is you will identify, and all we're trying to do is identify. You can beat yourself up this way, and it's not meant to beat yourself up. But to identify all the things that really are your faults or areas that you need to improve. And as you do that, it's easy to get overwhelmed, and no, that's not the purpose. You want to just kind of confess and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I need your grace and your help. Please help me do better. But also, then, there's the general examine, but it's usually overwhelming if you never go beyond the general examine. And the phrase that was used in the teaching of this is, it's better to light one candle than to sit in the darkness. Right? We may not solve all the darkness, but if we can light one candle, we start to feel like we're making progress. And so of all the general things, what you want to do is try to pick a specific thing. And so part of your examining after the general is say, okay, now in this one specific area, say this year I've been working on being a better listener, is to really identify how are you doing in this one area. And then meditate upon how you failed, how you could have done better, ask for God's grace to do better, then envision yourself in a similar situation in the future and you actually do better. Does that kind of make sense? And then another, so that's kind of the examination of conscience right there. Ask for God's grace to see your life as God sees it. Look at everything that comes up and just trust in God. Don't have to dig. But God will reveal to you or show you gently the things God wants you to see that day. And then always be working on something specific in order to try to grow. But again, it's always by God's grace that you're growing. But there's another thing that you guys even touched on earlier. We still have to do things in order to grow. And there's an old-fashioned word we call penance. And it got into my mind a little bit when you were talking about Matthew Kelly and how he said, put some initials, if you're going to do a work at school and you're going to just put some initials and you do a little work, an old-fashioned thing for a prayer. That's really penance. Penance is when we do things that help shape our values or help shape our spiritual self. And so if you're working on, for example, listening better, you can make a penance and say, you know, for the next 3 people or at least, you know, all day today, I'm going to make a point of not talking and interrupting people. And I'm going to really listen more closely. Or if you happen to be very selfish and, you know, you're, you, you, you try to find physical things to do that offset the sinful tendencies we have or the selfishness we have. And again, part of the examine, God can actually help you pick things. But I'm trying to think of some examples of penance. You know, when you go to confession, this sounds like confession, doesn't it? That practice of confession is really, really helpful. There's a reason why it's a sacrament. And there's so much more that it does. But the idea of examining your life, confessing your sins, asking for God's help, and then choosing to do a penance to actually help grow in those areas. Maybe it'd be helpful to stop right now. Can anyone consider and think of some penances that a good example of a sinful tendency or a penance that might help offset it? That you either can imagine or you've even experienced. Yeah. So that practice of going back and apologizing.
Impose something that hurts, like turning off television for a few days.
Oh, beautiful. Television, social media. You were doing that earlier. But yeah. Penance to make time for God. Go ahead.
I was just going to say forgiving others and letting go.
When you have identified those things, should one not go to confession to get the grace of the sacrament? I read a biography of St. John Paul II. It was by George Weigel. He said to grow in the spiritual life, you would be mistaken if you tried to grow without having access to confession, because you get, when you tell those things, you get the grace of the sacrament.
Yes.
So how do you feel?
Well, I'm not recommending you go to confession every day. And so this is an everyday practice.
Maybe once.
Once a month is good. Once a year is what the church says is a minimum. Yeah. But they recommend at least Advent and Lent. But this is a daily practice. And it's actually the way we begin every Mass too, right? Let us call to mind our sins to celebrate these mysteries. So any other ideas on penance?
I like, say, try to see your life as God sees it. How about asking a relative how they see you?
Oh, that's
really good.
How about a spouse? Yeah. But that's really beautiful. It really is.
Also, I have several friends who worry about their children because they're going ways they shouldn't be going, and they pray for them. But I think to offer up those sacrifices, they used to call it redemptive suffering, in union with Christ's suffering, and I find out it's very powerful. It might take a while, but they eventually come back.
Father, I think if we did like that too, because I would ask him, for our own children, if I'm worried about them, if you can receive the Eucharist on their behalf.
And so that's kind of the idea. So an examine of the conscience is something we really could and should do every day. And it can be longer and a bigger part of your prayer time earlier in your prayer life. It might be shorter as you spend more time then in scripture or trying to understand God's will in an area or loving God or allowing God to shape your heart. But those are still part of a complete prayer life. And, I said to do the exam, and it's just jump right in and ask for God's grace as the first step. Might be a better suggestion is to come to the quiet again. Last week we had an exercise, last month, of trying to quiet ourselves, and I'll go over that. And then today I want to finish really with just another way of doing that in a prayer from the heart of the image of God.